And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Continuing at the Hilliard University Art Museum, a collection of work by sculptor and printmaker John Buck called C'est Magnifique. These are moving sculptures, very beautiful. The museum is open during the week and on Saturdays. For more information, you can go to their website, museum.louisiana.edu. John Buck's exhibit is in Gallery A, and in Gallery B, a collection of contemporary folk art. The Moving Image Arts Program at UL Lafayette is sponsoring a production assistant training seminar February 16th and 17th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day in Burke Hawthorne Hall. To register for this, you can be in a student at UL or a member of the community. To register, the website is patrainingseminar.com, and you can find the information about the seminar here in Lafayette or call the Moving Image Arts Program for further information. The Friends of the Humanities at UL Lafayette is offering a books and film course featuring New Orleans in fiction and film. The course will run Wednesdays, February 20th through March 20th. The course is taught by Dr. Mary Ann Wilson. To register or find out more information, you can call the English department here at UL Lafayette. UL Lafayette's Cajun Code Fest 2.0 will be taking place April 24th through the 26th at the Cajun Dome. The theme is Own Your Own Health and hopes to address healthcare solutions. Registration is underway now for software developers, designers and engineers, undergraduate and graduate students, physicians and others employed in the healthcare industry, as well as educators and entrepreneurs. To register, you can visit www.cajuncodefest.org. For further information, you can call the CBIT office at 482-0627 here at UL Lafayette, and that's the Center for Business and Information Technologies. And we'll be speaking with Dr. Robinson from that office next week about Cajun Code Fest. You can also register now for the 6th Annual Women's Conference, which will be held March 12th. The conference is co-sponsored by UL Lafayette and SLCC. To register, the website is www.southlouisiana.edu. In Scott this evening, there will be a reading of The Grigri Sisters by Pat Cravens and Becca Begno. That will be at 7 o'clock. The story was written by Joe Englert and illustrated by Bonnie Camas. For more information, you can call Maison Begno. On Saturday, there will be a workshop for making Mardi Gras screen masks and capuchons at Maison Begno in Scott. Lafayette Habitat for Humanity has opened up applications for its homeownership program. The next meeting is this Friday, February 8th, from 6 to 7:30 at the Hyman Park Recreation Center gym. For more information, you can call the Habitat office here in Lafayette or go to the Lafayette Habitat website. Applications are also available on the website. The Arc of Acadiana has kicked off its annual bead drive today. It will run through March 20th. For information about drop-off locations, their website is arcofacadiana.org. The Center for Louisiana Studies continues its series, The State of the Studies. It's a lecture series that takes place on the first Thursday of each month. Tomorrow at 4 p.m. in the Ernest J. Gaines Center, Dr. Mary Ann Wilson will be talking about the state of women's studies here at UL Lafayette. All are invited to attend. It is free, starts at 4 o'clock tomorrow in the Gaines Center. Tomorrow evening in Grand Coteau, there will be an oral history presentation given by Sharon Broussard Landry and Wilhelmina Broussard, both from Grand Coteau, telling true stories about life in Grand Coteau. That presentation will be filmed by John Sharp and retained in the archives of Cajun and Creole folklore in the Center for Louisiana Studies at UL. Poet Michelle Pichon of Louisiana Creole Heritage will be reading from her poetry after the presentation. And after that, there will be an open mic session. That's tomorrow, the 7th, in Grand Coteau at Casa Azul from 7 to 9 p.m. Festival International de Louisiane presents the stand-up lineup release party. That's tomorrow, To find out more, you need to call Festival International and purchase a packet that will tell you where it's taking place downtown and with some goodies as well. So if you'd like to participate, please call Festival International's office and find out more about the event packages that you can purchase. The Crew de Canaille Mardi Gras Dance will take place this Friday, February 8th at Vermilionville. Music will be provided by Ray Absher and friends. The public is invited. You can purchase tickets at the gate. The Bag Mat Ministry will help you learn to make sleeping mats for the homeless this Saturday, February 9th at Grace Presbyterian Church in Lafayette. From 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., you can stay for an hour or stay for the entire session yourself or a group who would like to do social projects. For more information, you can email them at matsforhomeless@gmail.com. Wanderlust Theater Company presents You've Got Hate Mail, opening on Valentine's Day at Theater 810. We'll be speaking with Elsa Dimitriadis with Wanderlust Theater Company next week about the play. At the Acadiana Center for the Arts, the Koresh Dance Company from Philadelphia will be performing February 14th and 15th at the ACA. Tickets are available through the ACA. And lots of things happening with PASA, singer-songwriter Suzanne Vega, David Wilcox. Also tickets available for Sean Colvin and Mary Chapin Carpenter. You can stop by their website for further information. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. And if you search for your favorite local program, you can podcast many of our programs, either listen to archived programming there or download them for listening to later on. And of course, you can always support KRVS securely and easily at our website. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock on Wednesdays, it's Judy Carmichael's Jazz Inspired. Mr. Bob Gushereau's Music of Yesteryears at 8. Lee Klein-Peter's Big Band Swings at 9. Selected Shorts at 10. And Music from the Hearts of Space at 11. In just a moment, we will join NPR's All Things Considered.